All right, Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk School District Superintendent Sean Holloway. First of all, you had several policies that received first readings. Can you kind of just give us an overall update on that? Maybe some things that are most significant. I saw that there were quite a few, so.
Yeah, so when you see policy updates, really what those are, you know, 90% of the time is we're on a five-year rotation. So each public school in Iowa has to review their board policies every 5 years. And right now we're in the 200 series, which mainly deals with our board of directors. And so, you know, the vast majority of those are, again, just a review on that five-year cycle. You know, I would say there wasn't really anything of significant change there. Then the other pieces you'll see in there typically come from the Iowa School Board Association. So each quarter they will provide us with a policy primer that has updates on policies that typically will reflect changes to legislation. To ensure that our policies are in line with, you know, Iowa code and what the legislators have passed.
Just any updates on the ball field? Construction is still working there?
Yep. We're, I would say, still on schedule there. I was out there yesterday. You know, right now, I would say the baseball field dirt work, what is under the ground is pretty well in place. Pouring cement for dugouts currently, mason work for one of the dugouts is happening, so you can go out there and see a partial wall. The baseball backstop, you know, the cement portion of that is in place. I think here in the next couple of weeks, what you will see is dugouts erected, concession stand taking shape, the softball field dirt work getting finalized, the light poles and lights that were taken down, put back up. So I think here in the next 2-3 weeks, I'll say, you know, between now and December, there will be some visual things that people will be able to notice. So that will be fun.
I saw a big thing about two additional bus driver positions added. So what's behind the staffing increase there?
Yeah, well, so those are flex positions. So really what's behind that is, you know, we looked at, over the course of the year, and Carlos, our transportation director, and our Cody, our mechanic, the number of days they were in a bus versus being able to do their job was extremely high. That's an area where we seem to always be needing subs. And so what we decided to do is add two flex positions. Those will be essentially our full-time substitutes on a day where a substitute isn't needed. Then they will support, you know, students on buses that need extra support.
There was something in there about the at-risk dropout prevention plan and how that was renewed, and I saw that was just kind of protocol. But can you just explain a little bit about that for
sure.
People who don't know?
Yeah, so, you know, at Norwalk, we've had an at-risk dropout prevention plan in place. A little bit of a history lesson, you know, I'll say 5-10 years ago, each school district had to submit, you know, their at-risk dropout prevention plan to the state. There was some back and forth that had to be approved. Since then, they've, I would say, eased the restrictions on how those funds could be utilized, and we no longer had to send that, you know, that plan in on an annual basis. But it did still need to be reviewed and approved by the local board of directors annually. And so essentially that's what you're seeing.
And then finally, just we're around the corner from school board and city elections both. So just any comments there, anything you'd want to publicize or just want people to know, those are coming up soon.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is get out and vote, right? November 4th, we have a bit of a unique situation. So we have three spots. We have three individuals running for those spots. Two of the spots are 4-year terms, and our board president and vice president are both incumbents that are rerunning. And then we have a 2-year spot from Kate Baldwin's resignation. And there's Nat Tagto is a local community member that has put his name in the hat there. So really it's been pretty calm waters for us at Norwalk. You know, three open spots, three people, you know, which I think, you know, you could look at maybe either side of the coin, right? But I think an overall positive that, you know, the waters are pretty calm around here in terms of what's happening for us as a school district. And, you know, I think overall the general public is appreciative of the job we're doing. And so I think places where you see a lot of people running, nine individuals running for three spots, typically there's an issue around that election. So thankful that's not the case here. I did just want a real quick plug. We have some state qualifying teams. So our boys golf team qualified for state. Then just the other day, both our girls and boys cross country teams qualified for state with some individual qualifiers as well. So wanted to give a shout out to those athletic teams this fall. I think overall have had a really nice fall athletically. You know, last night the girls advanced for volleyball. So that was good to see. And tonight football has a big game also that has some playoff implications. So overall it's been a really positive fall, I think, at Norwalk. You know, knock on wood, there hasn't been a lot of complaints. And so again, I think overall, at Norwalk, the school district, the community, parents, you know, local support is super high, and that makes us for a really strong school district.
Absolutely. All right. That was Norwalk School District Superintendent Sean Holloway.